In the state of Florida, over the last 2 years, the medical marijuana market has more than doubled, with more than 600,000 registered patients. And on the business level, state law requires medical marijuana growers handle all aspects of the business, from seed to sale. One of those growers is a family business with roots in law enforcement and in the military. From member station WLRN, Chris Remington has their story.
Stephen Garrison didn't plan on becoming a marijuana grower.
I've made plenty of marijuana arrests in my 20 years in law enforcement. It was a law and I enforced it.
Stephen worked for many years as a police officer until moving up to police chief in the small Miami community of Virginia Gardens. He retired more than 30 years ago. I met him at the Flowery, the medical marijuana treatment center he owns and operates with his son Donovan. He understands the contradiction that he used to arrest people for marijuana, and now he grows pot himself.
I think anybody that's in jail for that should be turned loose today.
The Garrisons would never have gotten into the medical marijuana business if it wasn't for their son and brother, Matt.
He was a disabled veteran, and he really believed in the medical advantages in the marijuana compared to all of the drugs they gave him.
In 2017, Matt died from an overdose on his sleep medication. It was ruled heart failure. He had served multiple tours of duty in Iraq. He was charged with finding improvised explosive devices and detonating them. And he came back with injuries, both emotional and physical. Matt was prescribed painkillers by the VA and Ambien for his sleep issues, but felt marijuana just worked better. His family noticed the adverse reaction the prescription drugs were having on him and recommended he try getting a medical marijuana card.
He said, well, I can't. I think it'll compromise my situation with the VA, and I could lose my concealed carry permit.
Even though marijuana patients can have those permits. After Matt died, the family applied to become medical marijuana growers. That first application was denied. They sued the state of Florida, and 2 years later, their license was finally granted.
It's a production line. It's no different than making a belt.
Matt's brother Donovan is responsible for keeping the operation running smoothly.
If we don't water it, if it doesn't get light, we have a problem.
Rooms are divided by the different stages of the plant's life cycle, from seedling to full bloom. There are different light systems and water filtration depending on the variety of marijuana being grown. Major medical marijuana companies like Trulieve or Surterra are outselling the homestead business to the tune of millions of dollars. Florida law requires medical marijuana companies to handle all aspects of the operation, so the Flowery cannot outsource deliveries. And Donovan says that puts a big strain on their company.
Sometimes, and it kills me every time, but I go to Jackson for one order. Now, hopefully, I have a bunch of stuff in the middle that I can make sense of it, but there's a lot of days I lose $500 a day in labor and fuel and insurance and whatever just to get to my customer.
The Flowery is looking to expand their operations, building a new warehouse that could produce 10 times their current output. But Stephen Garrison always keeps in mind why the company started in the first place, his son Matt.
He was considered, certainly by me and by his fellow soldiers, as a hero.
Stephen is helping raise Matt's two children. He says he'll support his grandkids, whether they choose a career in the military or want to stay working on the farm. For Here and Now, I'm Chris Remington in Homestead, Florida.